Gracias, señor.
Thank you, President. We'd like to thank the delegation of Palau for the presentation of the national report, and we'd like to welcome them to the UPR working group. There have been many achievements made by Palau during the period under review. It's worth highlighting the signature of 8 international human rights instruments. This clearly demonstrates the commitment of the country to promoting and protecting human rights. Similarly, laws have been promulgated that respect human rights in order to combat domestic violence, sexual exploitation of women and children, as well as combat human trafficking. You've also created a sex offenders register. You've fixed a minimum wage, criminalized spousal rape, amongst many other initiatives. At the same time, as we see in the national report, there are still major challenges that remain in order to ensure the full effectiveness of human rights. In particular, I'd like to highlight the limited resources that your country has in order to achieve this. And that is precisely why we would call on the international community and the United Nations, as the government has so requested, to support Palau in its efforts to improve the living standards of its people. Respectfully, we would like to make the following recommendations. First of all, that you continue to pay special importance to the consequences of climate change on the human rights of your people. And secondly, that you provide more training and juridical legal assistance in implementing the family protection law. Having said that, we'd wish